So we're coming into cuffing season.
What that is.
We do this every year, and you're always like, what that is. Really? Okay, so cuffing season is the season, just as it's starting to get cold, where people are looking for somebody to spend the winter handcuffed to, like cuffed together, because it's really cold.
Season.
Yes, it's really cold. You don't want to go out. You're not hanging out on the street. Like, okay, so here in New York, right, all the bars, all the restaurants have a whole outdoor area. So it's really easy just to go from bar to bar, go bar hopping. It's almost like run around from bar to bar with a beer and you can meet somebody. It's really easy. You're in a tiny little dress and shoes and it's adorable. No, it's too cold for that. So you have to handcuff yourself to somebody now that you can spend the winter with. You know, break up with them in the spring, but you need a boo. You need like a winter boo.
I need a somebody to cuddle with when it's cold. And then when it gets warm, go away.
Right. Well, pretty much. You know, just somebody to like have sex with and cuddle in with and do winter things with and, you know, whatever. So the conversations have been like, all right, so I need to get serious. What are safe conversations to have and what are topics to avoid? Because you don't have time for it. Like, you don't have time to kind of like feel him out, see how what he thinks, what he likes. No, you got to get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that the three main things that are safe to talk about are what the person does for a living, television shows they like or don't like, and food. I'm interested in your life. A good percentage of your life is at your job.
So you want to marry one of two people, either a cop, because they're going to see cool things. They're going to see cool things that they can talk about, or a stripper, because they have good stories too. So, and you don't, you know, glass over if they're, you know, working in a factory. You don't really care.
Let me try this again. This is not about getting married. This is just about having some
just
getting booed up. You just want
to
get booed up for the winter months. That's all.
Spend time with them, so you want somebody that they has stories that will be interesting to you.
No, I don't care what you do for a living. I just, you know, I'm just trying to show interest so that way you will come to my house and have sex with me all winter.
But if they're a stripper, then they look good, and they have good stories. And they pay for everything with $2 bills.
Good.
They have unlimited singles.
That's true. The pizza shows up and they're like 14, 15. Mm-hmm. Hang on. You reach into the G-string. Sorry, I needed a couple more dollars for a tip.
Right. You know, they pick it up off the stage and that's what they paid for dinner with. So,
right.
Yeah, and they have good stories. You can't tell me, honey, how was your job today? It's fine. You don't hear that out of a stripper. You don't hear
Never.
That out of a cop.
Well, a survey recently found that the one thing that you should never, ever talk about on a date, on a first date, and should be completely off limits, astrology.
Astrology? What year is it? 1974?
This was just done. Like, do not ask somebody, so what's your sign?
Oh, God.
Like, don't. Yeah, that should be off limits. 84% of singles polled said that astrology should be the one thing. I thought it was going to be like politics or past relationships. No, do not ask somebody about what their sign is and then try to make an assessment about them. Like, I was looking at something today. It was like, this sign more likely to cheat. Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't mean to fuck your sister. Sorry, I'm an Aquarius. What are you going to do?
It happens. You could have read up on me before this.
You should have dated a Pisces. What were you thinking?
I like to ask the first question, who won the last election? That's all you have to ask. you can figure out if they're insane. You can figure out if they have the COVID shot. You can figure out a whole bunch just by asking that one question. Who won the last election?
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, what do you think? Whack job or brilliant doctor? Go.
Right.
It will tell you everything about them.
Everything you need to know.
Speaking of getting snowed in with people.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel bad for 61 people. They were snowed in a pub in Yorkshire for 3 days.
Oh, my God. What?
3 days snowed in this bar with an Oasis cover band. 3 days with an Oasis cover band and a bar full of alcohol.
Kill me now.
I can deal with the snowed in part. The snowed in part's fine with 61 people you don't know. But
yeah.
Dude, if you play that song one more time, I'm killing all of us.
Yes, you're a Wonderwall. I know it. Stop.
You're a Oasis cover band.
Oh my God.
Wow. And you get snowed in. So they were in the pub playing. Snow like fell off the roof and blocked the windows and doors in, and it had really snowed really hard. They couldn't get out. People had to dig them out.
Was it so far out away from the main drag and the main road that they couldn't come through with a plow and get them within hours? 3 days. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's Yorkshire, so it can't be that small. I don't know. But you would think that they would have phones. No, I'm serious. You got to come get me right now. They're singing Wonderwall again. You have to. The brothers in a band are fighting. They're a cover band and they're fighting.
I guess the snowstorm was so bad, it dumped 3 feet of snow in this area, and the area itself is over 1,700 feet above sea level. So it was really, really hard for it to get to, and they made sleeping quarters in the pub's lounge. I don't know where they got all the blankets from, but somehow they got all these blankets. Yeah.
You read the news, and the news says, it's going to snow really hard today. Let's go to the pub.
I know. It's, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's the kind of person that you see it's going to snow in your area, and you get as much hot chocolate as possible, and you hunker down and find somebody to cuddle with. My guess is these 61 people who showed up at the pub, either some of them live alone, they didn't want to be alone for the snowstorm, and others were like, you know, hey, let's party, let's have a good time, and we'll go home after. It would never occur to you that it was going to be so bad you'd be stuck in the pub for 3 days.
What's the name of the cover band?
The
name of the cover band is Noasis.
No! That's Noasis.
And we have video of them. Here's Noasis. Oh my God, that dude doesn't shut up.
This for 3 days straight.
And there's a dog in there, too. Somebody brought a dog to the pub.
Of course. Some people
are dogs. Two dogs.
I love that they're all singing along at this point. I didn't know this song 2 days ago, but I know it really well now.
Oh my God, it's on repeat. Noasis, stop! I wonder
if they know this song
more
by heart.
I wonder if Noasis got paid more. Dude, we played for 3 days.
Just to keep warm.
Play something else other than Oasis. No, we can't. We're Noasis. It's all we know is Oasis song.
Play Freebird.
Sorry, we don't know it. Oh, this is my hell. This is when I die and I go to hell. It's going to be at a pub in England, snowed in with Noasis.
Listening to Noasis.